We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you. You'd better think.
From our New York studios, up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I've got a message that I really want everyone to listen to, especially white folks. You ready? It has been almost a week since unarmed teenager Michael Brown was shot dead by a police officer in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, and still there are no answers. More eyewitnesses are coming forward, like Piaget Crenshaw and Tiffany Mitchell, who in an exclusive live interview with me on CNN said that Brown was standing outside the police car trying to wrest his arm away from the officer's grip. The officer, they say, was still inside the police car.
The kid, he finally gets away and he starts running. As he runs, the police get out of his vehicle and he follows behind him shooting. And the kid body jerked as if he was hit from behind, and he turned around and he puts his hands up like this, and the cop continued to fire until he just dropped down to the ground and his face just smacks the concrete.
The young lady's attorney, his name is Peter Cohen, who happens to be white, conveyed to me in that same interview what is perhaps the most simple and sensible statement I've heard about this thus far.
This event, some good can come out of it. We'll bring people closer, and realize that there are some racial issues that we still do need to address.
Some racial issues we still need to address. Again, that's coming from the white attorney. We need to address the fact that in Ferguson, Missouri, black drivers and people are stopped more often than whites. We've talked about that, even though the whites who are stopped are more often carrying illegal contraband. We need to address the fact that Ferguson, Missouri is not an outlier. Official government statistics show that the same thing happens in cities and towns all over the United States. We need to address the fact that while we don't know exactly what went down between Brown and the officer, that many people in this country are more likely to give the officer the benefit of the doubt rather than an unarmed black teenager. We must do something, or the officer, he must have done something, or the officer would not have stopped him or killed him. How many times have you heard that, especially from white people in this country? We need to address the fact that many white people in this country refuse to even allow the possibility that there is a double standard when it comes to the way black men are perceived and treated in American society on a daily basis, on the street, at work, at the grocery store, at the mall, everywhere. Earlier this year, President Barack Obama launched an initiative, a nationwide initiative called My Brother's Keeper, to address the issue facing black men in America. That program isn't just for black people to help black men. It is for all people to help black men. It is time for the white people who are in willful denial to break the cycle and become their black brother's keeper.
Make them think, Don Lemon. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you, sir.